Justin Fluke with you. It's time for Holton Wildcat basketball locker room talk with girls head coach Kurt Heisler joining us. Lady Wildcats have won 5 consecutive games. They are unbeaten in Big East League play and 5-2 overall on the season. I say undefeated in Big East League play because they have a league game left against Silver Lake that'll be a makeup later this year. But coach, let's talk about the one game you've had since last week, and that was Tuesday night earlier this week. You beat Sabetha 40-11, and I guess we better start out talking about your defense. You held Sabetha to just 2 points in the first half, well into the third quarter, in fact. So not much rust after all last week without any game, especially on the defensive end for your girls team last night.
Yeah, I think the girls were ready to play. We've had kind of a disruptive schedule, as many schools have with the snow days and days off of school. But I know that the girls were looking forward to playing a game, and we challenged them. We're really trying to focus on becoming a better defensive team, and I think this team has more and more in them. I think Tuesday night was maybe the first step in that. We've been showing signs of becoming a better team defensively, and I thought probably played our best 2 quarters of defense all season in the first half Tuesday night against Sabetha.
One other positive that stood out to me was seeing some girls come off the bench and make an impact. Obviously, you played some girls and had a couple quarters of a C game, so you couldn't quite get everybody in. But especially Taylor Sagenhagen, I thought, and she not only played, but did some good things on both ends of the court for you, hopefully helping you to build a little bit more varsity depth.
Yeah, for sure. First thing, just looking at our scoring overall, we have all 8 players that were in the game scored for us and very balanced throughout, which I love to see. And, I'm happy and proud of Taylor. She's one of the hardest working girls that we have in our entire program. And what she provides for the team is energy. And maybe the highlight of the whole night was when she hit that 3-point shot in the fourth quarter, the way our bench just erupted and the support and love that they showed for her with that. And that kind of shows you the team chemistry that we have and the way these girls feel about each other, which as a coach you love to see.
We won't talk till next week about the Tonganoxie tournament because you don't play until next Thursday. You'll play Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Tongi against the host Tongi on Thursday to start as the 4-5 matchup. But let's talk about Nemaw Central, the team that you obviously beat in overtime. It was a huge win for you back in December. In fact, your first win of the year. They kind of started this 5-game win streak. And I know you're expecting to see a different Nemaw team on Friday night, but also probably feel like you're excited for a good challenge here at this point.
Yeah, exactly. I think both teams are different from what we were a month ago, and they obviously will have their full squad back, and both teams being healthy, it'll be a really good ball game Friday night at Nemaha. They present a lot of challenges. They're very athletic. They are able to play full length of the floor. They have a lot of different production from different spots on the floor, and I know it'll be a great challenge that our girls are looking forward to on Friday.
We look forward to the broadcast, of course, on the Holton Channel, and then we'll talk, as mentioned, more about Tonganoxie Tournament next week. So congrats on the latest win, Coach. Keep it rolling on Friday night at Nemaw Central. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate you, Justin. Go Cats.
Kurt Heisler, head coach of the Holton Girls. We'll talk Wildcat Boys basketball next with Coach Marco Hunter.